Who are my buddies here, actually? Well, I disagree. I've thought about this a lot. And when you're talking about MPAs, it's clear that this distribution question is an issue. And basically, we're talking about, let's think about the coastal ecosystem as a pie. Right now, that pie is pretty small. It's being dominated by commercial uses. And our question is, should we implement some new policies which can increase the size of the pie to those existing interests? And can we slice it in a way that gives part of the pie to non-consumptive users? And a question that arises here is, if we were agreed as a society, for example, to set aside 30% of the coastline as MPAs, would we get that job done faster by right now giving away the coastal ecosystem to fishermen and then buying them out and creating MPAs? Or it would be better to fight this battle out in the courts and in the Congress over a long period of time? And I guess I think that the answer is we get it done a hell of a lot faster if, in fact, the marine coastal system were allocated out right now, because we know who to go after to get rid of those particular permits and to make space for MPAs, but it would be done immediately. Now, I mean, the problem is, of course, somebody would have to come up with the money to transfer to buy out fishermen. But I think this is something worth thinking about. And I, one time, proposed this to a person from the Pew Foundation, and they blew up and took off and just turned around on their heels and walked away. And I started thinking about, what did I say here? And after a while, it became clear to me that what I said was, let's legitimize the right of fishermen to use the ocean as they're using. And there are many organizations that are flat out unwilling to legitimize as a prior right the system we have right now because they think fishermen are evil. And they basically think that they're rapers and pillagers of the resources, and I'll be damned if we'll justify their existence by giving them rights to the system they're using and then buy them out of it. So, I mean, the option then is, let's fight it out in the courts. And I saw this person later and said, well, how do you think you're going to get the job done of creating a reserve system of 30%? And he said, well, we've got the votes in Congress. And I said, really? Do you have Ted Stevens' vote? Well, no, we don't have Ted Stevens' vote. I said, well, then maybe you don't have the votes in Congress. But I mean, I don't know how this is going to all play out. I mean, I believe that properly so, there is a new constituency for non-consumptive use of the resources, of marine coastal resources emerging. It's being represented by conservation-minded NGOs. I think that's a good thing. I don't know how it's going to end out in the end. I think, in fact, we are going to have a reserve system. But I think it will be a long time before we have a significantly sized reserve system if we are trying to solve the allocation problem through the legislature and courts. That's a very bold statement. I mean, it maybe it's ridiculous, but I think if you were worried about the ends, which is to get reserve systems set up quickly, you might want to entertain the possibility of setting a property rights system up first. Or, I mean, I think even better, do what I said before, which is to do it as a package deal, set up rights for the 70% that allow them then to pay off the people that are being bought out of the 30%.